2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go.
Go get it. Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. And the other guy on 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. It is 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us this evening. Man, just tons going on here. Let's give away those tickets right now because I want to give people enough time to be able to make sure they can get down and get those tickets for the Jazz Trailblazers. Caller number 12 right now, 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. 855-340-9663 for a pair of Jazz tickets for the game tonight versus ye old Portland Trailblazers. So, Scott, NFL Roundup. Let's talk about Zach Wilson. Comes back to the Jets lineup. It wasn't a stellar performance by any means, but it's a W. Is there such a thing to be able to say, hey, don't care, got the win, no problem. Zach Wilson back after a handful of weeks because of that injury to the meniscus. But, hey, the guy got the third win of the year for the Jets.
See, I think that the New York Jets are in a dilemma. And the dilemma is, look, the only way we get better, maybe the Jets never get better because they certainly have had a hard time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're close to as inept as the Detroit Lions. But they're like, well, if we play well, we're not going to get the very best player. We're not going to have the best pick in the draft because Detroit's going to get that this year,
sure.
I'm sure. And so you're like, oh, do we win? Do we play? And so part of it is like, you know, because Zach Wilson, if he gets better and as the season goes on, we win too many games, you know, it's kind of a dilemma. But the reality is that as hard as these games are, like Zach Wilson is you know, he's not perfect. He's struggling, which doesn't surprise anyone, shouldn't, that you're just getting that game experience, whatever it is. So whatever your ulterior motives are with the Jets, because you're clearly building for the future. Right now, it's really rinse and repeat time. It's just a process of letting this young quarterback play. And the sooner they figure out how to win, because I'm just telling you, the Detroit Lions, they wouldn't know how to win a game if it jumped up and bit them. Just like Auburn against, you know, we talked about that earlier. They just don't know how to beat Alabama in their brain, and it's all in their brain. And so letting a young player kind of struggle, kind of go through a game where everything isn't perfect and still win is just building for your future. It's just putting some positive energy in the bank where you can draw on it down the road. So there's nothing that's really bad that comes out of this. I think a lot of people are worried about the psyche of these young players and, oh, you're going to ruin them for life if you put them in there. And I just believe if you're good enough to play in the NFL, you'll fight through and figure those things out. And there's a lot of quarterbacks who ended up being really good that were really, really bad. I mean, Troy Aikman was terrible his rookie year. Peyton Manning struggled. Terry Bradshaw for years struggled, you know, when he was young. So I'm not too worked up about Zach Wilson and how well he played when he was in the game or even how, you know, where he is. You look at Justin Herbert a year ago, and Justin Herbert is like, well, he threw for a lot of yards, but they didn't know how to win. They couldn't. He couldn't close out games.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And now he's figuring out. You know, they lost to Denver last week, but he's figuring out how to win.
Speaking of guys who've like overperformed, Bill Belichick is in that conversation of CBS Sports did this whole write up about how he should be the coach of the year because of what he's done this season. I mean, part of the thing that's impressive with Coach Belichick isn't just that he's a great coach. He puts guys in situations to do a lot better. It's that he finds guys, he sees guys like Mac Jones. While we all kind of had grades for him, you know, and you kind of look at the quarterback draft and you say, well, this is how well this guy's going to do versus this guy. Everybody's high on Trevor Lawrence, who's struggling. Zach Wilson, who's been struggling. But the Patriots are 8-4 and lead the AFC East. What could be said about Bill Belichick this year? Is it that he's such an amazing coach, or is it just that, you know, they have a pretty talented team still?
He's an amazing coach in that he knows the type of player that works for him. And he's not looking for the greatest athlete, the best player, the guy with the highest grade. He goes, does that player have the makeup that fits in our program and our system? And he's been there so long, and these assistants, they understand completely and perfectly the player they're looking for. Tom Brady probably taught him that, but it's not just Tom Brady. Think of all the other guys that have gone there as kind of backup guys or second tier guys that have really developed and blossomed. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo looked like the second coming of Tom Brady when he first went out to the 49ers, and he's still battling and fighting. And so Mac Jones was probably like, this is the perfect reincarnation of someone like Tom Brady, whether he'll be Tom Brady, but he's that type that we're looking for. You talk to Bill Belichick, he goes, I don't want the strongest arm. He goes, I want a guy who can process information and put a ball at the right in the right spot at the right time consistently. That was the most important thing to Bill Belichick, because that's the most important thing in the NFL, is not that you have the strongest arm in the world, is that you can throw the ball where it needs to be when it needs to get there, and also be a guy that because you're having to process a lot of information. And so Mac Jones, for anyone in college football, you look at a year ago, he was at Alabama with the best talent in the country.
Right.
And with Nick Saban,
yep,
who is developing it, and had an offense that was a pro-style offense. So Mac Jones goes, yeah, I was doing this at Alabama. In fact, shoot, we had better talent at Alabama, you know, when I was there than they have in New England. And you take someone like Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson didn't have that talent at BYU. He didn't have that tutelage. He didn't have, you know. And John Beck, you know, played in the NFL for a few years and is good at you know what he does. But he's not Nick Saban. He's not the Alabama program. And I've said that on our show before about Mac Jones, that probably the most prepared, and then coming into a team and a coach who really understands how to nurture and develop quarterbacks as good as anybody, really. I mean, so are we surprised at this? We shouldn't be surprised at all.
Speaking of nurturing and developing quarterbacks, still being nurtured and developed as a quarterback is Taysom Hill down at the New Orleans Saints. And Zach Wilson, as you mentioned, 2 weeks from this last weekend, the Saints and the Jets are going to be playing one another there at up in New York, and you're going to possibly see a Taysom Hill versus Zach Wilson start, because Taysom Hill's getting the first team reps this week. They're welcoming the Cowboys to town this Thursday, but I'm assuming because Taysom's getting first team reps, they're kind of over Trevor Siemian and that whole tryout deal, and they put a new contract up for Taysom. Is this the time for him to be able to develop?
Well, clearly it's when he's healthy, and he's a guy that has proven and understands their system and knows how to win in the system and can beat you in multiple ways. Now, how healthy he is, I don't know, but he's a guy that's proven that he can win in the quarterback position in the NFL. Trevor Siemian is not, and he's a new guy in a system, and you know, at Trevor Siemian maybe been there for a while or had more experience going in, because he's still a very inexperienced quarterback. Maybe it's a different deal, and And New Orleans, like, man, we got to figure out how to get to the playoffs and how to compete. And Taysom Hill, I would believe, gives them the best chance to win.
I just look at this and I go, how wild is it that Taysom Hill and Zach Wilson could be starting against each other?
That would be fun. And that stuff is always, you know, that's always a fun thing to
I would interest. Have never, honestly, I never thought Taysom Hill was ever one to be able to start in the NFL at a quarterback position. I think he's proven a lot of people wrong. I think at the very least, what he's done is he's been amazing in his time in the league because he's been able to garner enough, you know.
He stuck around.
He's been successful at those things. Yeah. He's gotten paid for it too. On top of it, he's getting paid for it. So it's wild to see that he's gotten those contracts.
Everyone gets paid in the NFL.
No, I know, but you saw that crazy hybrid contract last week for a guy who hasn't been playing quarterback. You go, well, if he does end up playing quarterback, $95 million coming his way on that contract. All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. When we return, we got the 2-minute drill right around the corner. We gave away those tickets, right, Jeremy? Yeah, we did. We gave away those last tickets. So we got everybody taken care of for the Jazz-Portland Trailblazers game tonight. And I think we got Jazz pregame coming up in just a little while as well. So stay right here with us. More to go. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.